around about 3:45, we went downstairs out of the hotel. There had been a union march which was wrapping up, and there were direct action related or young protesters rallying in the middle of Biscayne Boulevard, drumming, just having the usual kind of street protest swell time. There was a line of cops along, I think it was 2nd Street or 2nd Avenue. Gosh, I want to say pushing 1,000 cops, 100 yards, shoulder to shoulder. And the announcement came over a police bullhorn. As long as there is no violence, you will be allowed to demonstrate. And they repeated that announcement 4 times in a row. And it wasn't 2 minutes later that tear gas started coming at the crowd from just a little ways east of where that police bullhorn had been. Nobody that we've talked to has seen anything to indicate that people on the protesters' side started that tussle. There were gases of various colors. There was green gas, an orange-colored gas. There was red gas. Those tear gas canisters got fired into the crowd pretty fast. It was a matter of about 2 minutes that we had to retreat maybe 2 whole blocks. They're showing some things that are on fire in the street. It looks like a dumpster on fire in the middle of the street. One of the large banners that protesters were carrying was on fire in the middle of Biscayne Boulevard.
Where people were no longer holding it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the cops came forward across Biscayne from south to north pretty quickly, and taking about 2 blocks in a matter of minutes. There was a lot of panic. Ivo and Zoe and I were the last people to get into the doors of the Rionde Hotel as a very large line of cops were sweeping right in front of it. We all got shoved a little bit. We were showing our hotel key, trying to get back into the hotel, because we didn't want to get caught with the street protesters, because we're totally non-arrestable people here. We spent some time in the lobby of the hotel, where there was a lot of reaction from onlookers, union organizers, and peace organizers, and campesino support people. We're sitting in chairs in the lobby with a lot of plate glass windows, looking out at the cops.
Wow.
Just outrage on the part of everyone. They saw all of the hardware that was being deployed against a peaceful crowd. People kept saying, "Oh, take a look at this. This is the police state that we live in." There were several cops that blocked off the doors to the Rionde Hotel on both sides, so that now no one inside the hotel can really get out at all.
So the guests are locked in, and the staff is locked in too, huh?
Yeah, staff and guests seem to be locked in. Meanwhile, one of the things that's causing a big hoopla around here is the fact that a lot of people have witnessed police provocateurs dressed as black blockers. The fact that, I mean, it's not just a conjecture at this point.
So basically, they're cops that are dressed up like like protesters, and specifically like black blockers that are all in black, and you see that they're trying to provoke people into pushing them to be more violent, so that the police has something to react against?
I did not see any one actor who I knew was cop do something that was meant to look like a performance of protester violence. No, I haven't seen that. But everyone in the lobby saw cops dressed as black blockers.
Okay.
And the rest is conjecture, but it seems obvious that that's the tactic. Right now we're watching the local Miami news, and there are protesters out there in the streets. It looks like some black blockers have pushed a big dumpster into the middle of an intersection. It doesn't tell on the TV what intersection it is here. There's an awful lot of excitement going on down here, and my head's spinning just a little bit. Got a lot of great audio. I've met a lot of great people from IMC, the FTAA IMC group. They are camped out in a hotel room here, taking some photographs. Wow, we're right now watching cops arrest someone on TV.
So it's sort of like, so all the local TV stations are all there live on the street treating this as spectacle, huh?
Yes, indeed. This is a Spanish language station that we're watching, and they're zooming. They're shooting from a helicopter, it seems like.
One question I have is, can you sense any reaction from, say, the hotel employees or any guests that are there that have no real connection to the FTAA or the protests?
Every guest that I run into in this hotel seems to be connected with this protest action. I do see, one thing to note is that most of the hotel staff are Spanish speakers as the first language, and so the people who have most access to throw questions at them are people who speak Spanish, and I don't. So that's kind of a tough one.
It seems like
the hotel is very supportive of us. I mean, it's not just at first it seemed like, well, we filled the hotel, we're their guests, you know, where's their paycheck coming from? But I think to continue, they have been very supportive, you know, in the lobby, and as this craziness goes in and out of their workplace, they're real supportive to us.